to order the Brecksville Broadview Heights Board of Education organizational meeting on Tuesday, January 7th at the Education Center at 5:30 p.m. This is the organizational meeting of the Board of Education in public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business and is not to be considered a public community meeting. There is a time for public participation during the meeting as an indicated agenda item. If you would please stand, join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I believe the oath is next.
We have a new board member tonight.
Do I come to you?
Why don't we do it here and then take photos? They'll have the opportunity to do so. Raise your right hand, please. I state your name.
I, Debbie Burnell.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
Do hereby solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will perform faithfully.
And that I will perform faithfully.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
My duties as Board of Education member.
My duties as Board of Education member.
For the Brecksville Broadview Heights City Schools.
For the Brecksville Broadview Heights City Schools.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Richard, have you done that once before?
Okay, can we just like get the full board out there then in front right now? And then we'll have Mr. Verdine and Mr. Prebles join. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Kathy. Let's try to.
If you could just get a little closer to get. Mr. Prebles? Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three. Okay, wait. Okay, and let me just do one more. My trip here. Is that us? I just sent it to Ben. Thank you.
Roll call.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Item C, approval of agenda addendum items.
I have none, sir.
Roll.
We need a motion, second.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Next on the agenda is election of a president. Do I have any nominations?
Yeah, I would like to nominate Mr. Jansen.
Nominated by Mr. Ziegler. I would second that nomination. Can we have a roll call, please?
We should have a motion to, if there are no other nominations, we should have a motion to close the nominations.
Okay.
And if, and then we would do the roll call, and assuming a majority, that person would be considered elected to the position.
Okay. I have a motion to close the nominations.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Bernauer, seconded by Mr. Ziegler. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
We have a new president. Congratulations.
Thank you, Governor.
further ado, let's move on to the election of a vice president. I'd like to open the floor for nominations for the position of vice president.
I would like to nominate Mr. Ziegler.
Second?
I'll second it.
Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I move to close nominations for the position of vice president. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Burdine, roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Congratulations, Mr. Ziegler.
Thank you.
Our next order of business is order of voting on motions and resolutions in this year 2014, use of Robert's Rules of Order. The member making a motion is called first. The member seconding the motion will be called next. The vice president called second last, and the president called last in alphabetical order when possible. Robert's Rules of Order shall prevail in determining all board meeting procedural questions. Any discussion? Mr. Burdine, do we need a motion or just a vote?
We should do a so motion moved. Second and then the vote.
So moved.
Second.
I gotta figure this out.
What's that?
Now you gotta figure out how to do that.
I'm gonna get it.
Sorry.
So Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
And Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Everyone hear that?
Weigh in now. Item E, Treasurer, CFO, and Superintendent Business. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been moved and seconded. Rick, do we need to read this entire page?
Not necessarily, no.
By reference, we will include item 1E, resolution to authorize the treasurer CFO of the Brecksville Broadview Heights City School District to request the county auditor to advance taxes from the proceeds of the tax levies pursuant to section 321.340 of the Ohio Revised Code to meet current expenses as needed during the period January 1, 2014 through December 31st, 2015? 15.
Correct, because it allows, the county requires us to submit this resolution later this year to cover next year, so by listing the dates in that manner, it will cover the current eligible period as well as the latter one.
Great. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Item F, appointment of Board of Education representatives and committees on behalf of the district administrative leadership. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Thank you. This is the part we all look forward to, the 18 or so committees that we participate in that keeps the district moving and helps us interact with some external activities that help us along. On the sheet we have the incumbent in parentheses. Let's just go through them in numerical order and see how quickly we can find the new. Number one, representative to the Transportation Appeals Committee, Mrs. Mack, you're the incumbent. Would you care to continue?
Where's Larry? No. Yes, I would care. I would like to, yes.
Thank you. The next is our representative to the PSO Council. I think we've enjoyed having Mr. Ziegler involved there in the past, and Ms. Bernauer, is that something you're interested in?
I'd love to do that.
Thank you. Legislative liaison person to the Ohio School Board Association. Mr. Dozen, that's been yours.
I'm fine in continuing with it.
Very good. The Ohio School Board Association Student Achievement Liaison, Mrs. Mack.
I'll continue that.
Thank you. Liaison people for the Brecksville Council on a rotating basis, basically on a monthly basis. We gather with council members just to exchange current events, things that might either impact the city or have an impact on the school district. It's a very good exchange of information. Basically, what we've done there in the past is the board members who happen to be residents of Brecksville has participated there on a rotating basis. I believe that in this case would be Mr. Ziegler, Ms. Mack, myself, and Ms. Bernauer. Is there any problem with anybody not interested on a rotating basis?
You know, I can't do that with work, so if Debbie could do that, that would work out a lot better.
I'd be happy to do that.
Excellent.
Happy to do that.
Thank you.
Mike, it's
yeah,
so good?
I still want it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you. And number six, the liaison for Broadview Heights Council. Mr. Dozen, you're the sole surviving Broadview Heights representative on our board.
I'd be happy to help with that, though, if it would help to have somebody else do that, even though I'm not a resident of Broadview Heights.
You know, on the Broadview Heights side, we have not had a kind of a standing meeting, you know, that,
okay.
that from a similar to Brecksville. So, you know, while I was the liaison, I know we had, I think David set up one meeting, but not with the city council, it was with Mayor Ally. So, I mean, I'm happy to continue in that role, but we don't have anything formal to.
Maybe we could get
regular.
Something going.
Potentially.
So, that, Debbie, thank you very much. We'll add your name to that. Number seven, representative to Broadview Heights Tax Incentive Review Council. Mr. Tryon had been the incumbent. As Broadview Heights, look to you first, Mark.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what was involved with that. I mean, I'm happy to take it, although I don't know. Do we know? Is there one meeting?
There's been one meeting annually to review the two agreements that are in place for the Heritage office complex, the South Hills complex, and the superintendent and I have handled those at least the 2 years I've been here.
Okay. So was Mr. Tryon involved in that meeting in the past?
He did not attend the last meeting. Mr. Scheifler attended the meetings prior to that while there was interest in coming to a conclusion on how that was going to work out.
Okay.
And since then, they've provided us the opportunity to go. We kept Mr. Tryon informed of that meeting and what's happening. But most of the work is done prior to that meeting by Broadview Heights.
These are nearing finality.
Okay. So do we still need this or no?
You can say no.
I mean, you could have a representative, and if there was a need to call you in for an issue, we certainly would involve that person or most likely all of you.
Okay. Well, this sounds exactly like the type of thing I'm going to be involved with. I will take this one with gusto.
Thanks for stepping up.
You put more into this than you probably will the meeting.
Excellent.
Now you're going to get it for sure.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Now there'll be problems.
Now there'll be
problems.
Plenty to talk about.
Number eight, representative to the Brecksville Broadview Heights Schools Foundation, Ms. Mack, the incumbent.
I'd like to continue with that.
Thank you. Number nine, representative to the Partnership for a Healthy Community. Mr. Dozen, that's been yours.
Yeah, I think Debbie had expressed an interest.
It's up to you. I mean, if you want it, I want to take it.
No, you're more than welcome.
Okay,
you're more than welcome.
You. Sure.
Number 10, representative to the Yuletide Hunger Program. That had been Ms. Max. I know you have some additional responsibilities.
Yep, and Debbie said that she.
Okay, am I overextending myself here? Okay.
You're up to two meetings now this year.
I'm up to two meetings this year? Okay.
Oh,
okay, I'd be happy.
Okay.
Number 11 is the representative to the Wellness Committee, and unless anybody else is interested, I would be.
Take it.
12, representative to the Cuyahoga Valley Career Center, Ms. Mack, currently in her first of 2-year term.
Correct.
Formally.
Correct.
Thank you. Number 13, representative to Community Awareness and Preventive Association, otherwise known as CAPA. That has benefited from Mr. Ziegler's involvement over the past year.
Yeah, I'd like to maintain it. Or maintain my role.
Okay. Number 14, representative to the Business Advisory Council. That had been Mr. Tryon and Mr. Ziegler.
I'd like to stay with it because we're continuing with stuff, so, but certainly would welcome someone else's participation.
How often do they meet? Is it a standing meeting or is it just
about quarterly?
Five times a year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've had, I think, maybe five, in a year's time, but basically it's a quarterly type of thing, and depending on what the topics are, that was the group where we did the building visits and stuff, so we put a few together then, but basically
right.
It's, you know, but it's nice input when we get enough people to show.
Are they meeting in the evenings?
No, morning.
Early morning?
Usually 7, I think.
7:30, because everybody there has a place to be soon after.
Yeah,
I have a lot of morning meetings, so I could go on kind of and see what I could make, depending on when. Do they have a particular day that they meet, or?
It gets scheduled, usually.
We had one on
Greg
December 10th.
Scott will look at, yeah, we had one at the end of the year.
I mean, like, day of the week, is it a Monday
or
Tuesday?
Well, what happens,
or just
honestly,
depends?
Is when we're in the meeting, the committee says, let's get our calendars out. They pick the date. Larry and I make sure that we're there because they're helping.
A couple of Thursdays, but I don't think it's always been Thursday. I mean, it's not
okay.
Really a set.
You know,
it depends on who's there.
You know, I'd be interested in joining on with that.
Thanks, Mark. 15, representative to the Pilot Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics Committee, STEM. Mrs. Mack, you've been the incumbent. Still interested?
Absolutely.
Thank you. 16, representative to the Safety and Security Committee. I've been privileged to be the incumbent there. If nobody else is interested, I will continue. Please feel free to speak up. 17, representative to the Communication Committee. Ms. Mack, I think you've indicated that you've enjoyed your time there. Do you have any interest from other members?
I can take that.
Thanks,
Scott.
Is it a combined now or just one?
If you need the second, I'd be happy to do it. But
no, I'm just saying.
Oh, you just.
It said Mrs. Mack. Is it going to be?
I think it's just Mark.
Okay.
It's just Mark. Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
But you're welcome to join along too.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's, you know,
seriously.
It's not
okay.
Like we're limited
to
just one.
Okay.
Great. And
nobody's ever going to say no if you want to come.
Right.
Well, it might provide a little flexibility, so if one of us
helpful.
If you're busy.
Very true. Okay. And 18, represented to the Financial Activities Communication Team, FACT. Mr. Dozen and I have been on that committee that hasn't met recently.
Rick, do you know what, that was a committee that was formed a long time ago, and I don't know, is that something that's still breathing, so to speak?
It predates me. I've not been a part of it ever. So.
Okay.
This is the kind of thing you guys are going to want to stay on.
Right. This sounds like it's exactly what I want to be on.
Well, why don't we continue, and at a later time we'll review whether we revive it.
So...
Same.
We have a committee that does not meet that we put two people on to see if it's going to meet, and then we'll decide.
The alternative being
just
it's not a committee that we currently have in our system.
Well, yeah, I mean the prior treasurer was the one who I believe set up the meetings, at least that was when I started to get involved. And so I guess it's a question, Rick, if you want it, you know, if that's something that you think should be continued. I don't know, have you had any conversation with any of the committee members?
One gentleman talked to me at one point in time about a separate matter, and we got into this conversation.
Well, the alternative is we just dissolve it and reinstate it at some time in the future.
That's probably what makes sense.
So we will omit number 18. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Item G, appointment of Board of Education representatives on behalf of the Board of Education. One will be to the Financial Liaison Audit Committee. Two will be a representative to the Permanent Improvement Committee. Third, representative to the Board Policy Committee. So the first one, Financial Liaison Audit Committee, had been Mr. Dosen with Mr. Tryon.
I'm fine in continuing. I don't know that we had any meetings on that the past year, which is why I want to remain on this committee.
I was going to ask whether you needed two people to fulfill the functions.
I could always use more help with these committee assignments.
I'd be happy to do that if the committee meets as often as you say.
Do you know, Rick, that when would they meet? Yeah, I mean, is there...
The only time I'm aware has been like for the post-audit conference, and that's just been whatever board members can attend. I don't know what the purpose of this was when it was established, but...
I already had this meeting this morning, which time?
Oh, cool.
Until 2:15, you're...
I mean, pretty much.
Well, and if you want it, you've got a
No, I saw the invitation and showed up. That's
that was the review from the auditor's office.
Yeah, Dave Yoakam.
Well, it's good that it is not a high-profile committee because the only reason it would be high-profile is if there were problems. So keeping the committee is probably good practice, and keeping it low-profile is probably good practice, too. Right. Thank you. Debbie, would you like to?
I'm happy to do it if nobody else wants it.
Thank you. Representatives to the Permanent Improvement Committee, Mike and I have been involved with that.
I'd like to stay.
A couple times a year.
Yeah.
If anybody else is interested, I'll yield, but I've enjoyed it. All right, I'll stay then. And to the Board Policy Committee, that had been, the representatives there had been Ms. Mack and Mr. Tryon. I think in light of some of the responsibilities you've taken on, Kathleen, and with Dave not being here, I would be willing to fulfill that. And I think Debbie,
I'd love to be interested. Yeah, I'd very much like
Is
to
anybody
do that.
Else interested in the policy committee? Then the two of us. Thank you. Any other discussion on those three?
So moved.
Second.
That'll throw you off.
Roll call would be Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen, if I may, sir, I want to make sure that the audience doesn't get the wrong impression. Like if you go to the first committee where it says Mrs. Mack is part of the Transportation Appeals Committee, the names that are on these lines are actually board members that we work with on these specific issues in cases across the year when things come up. So when we say we don't have a formal meeting, many of the things we're talking about this evening are happening constantly throughout the school year, and we're working with representatives. Might not necessarily have a meeting, but we do have these discussions in our work across the school year. So I just want to make sure that impression that, there's a lot that happens in regard to boards who are assigned to these throughout the school year. So,
and additionally, some of these don't rise to the board level, which in and of itself is a favorable thing.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
I just want people to know that you all do work very hard throughout the school year on all of these matters.
Item H, compensation for meetings in 2014. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
second, or you?
Asking for a second.
Second.
I'm sorry. Thank you. We'll work this out.
We're gonna do it.
The resolution is to set board member compensation at $100 per meeting effective January 1, 2014. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Item I, representation of legal counsel. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Resolution to approve the following list of firms for legal counsel representation during 2014. Britton Smith Peters and Kalail Company, LPA. Chester L. Sumter and Associates, LLC. Fisher and Phillips, LLP. Kenneth J. Fisher Company, LPA. Piern and Gordon, LLP. Pepple and Wagoner, Limited. Retzel and Andrus, LPA, Squire, Sanders and Dempsey, LLP, and Walter Haverfield, LLP. Just for the audience, the reason there are so many listed is we have a number of law firms with expertise in various areas that we call as needed.
Is the one that Dave was going to use for the B logo on here?
Pern and Gordon. Yes,
yes
it is.
Okay.
Yes. Good catch, thanks. Additionally, the Ohio School Boards Association, OSBA, and the law directors for the cities of Brecksville and Broadview Heights may be used as appropriate. To anybody's knowledge, have any firms been omitted that we would have cause to use? Any further discussion?
Yeah. I just have a question just because I don't know. I mean, who determines who's called in on different things that come up before the board?
I mean, which law firm is used for different things, or if they have to go to the cities, or?
Some of these law firms are specific to work that the district mm-hmm. does in regard to the various things, whether it's an insurance question or possibly a special needs student question. Mm-hmm. It's a negotiation item. So on large, like negotiations, the board goes through a process to identify who that particular firm is. Others come to the board based on recommendations from the administrative staff on firms that provide the best service for the best cost and so forth and mm-hmm. so on. So they all go through a process before they get to this piece of paper.
Okay. And through the course of a year, it may be subject to revision. For example, we had one attorney change firms mm-hmm. you know, who provided some specific expertise for us in tax issues. Mm-hmm. So we approved the firm that the individual went to.
But then last year you couldn't use that person because they weren't on the initial list that was approved in the January meeting. Do you know what I mean? I mean,
we just had to amend this list during the first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just curious, just informational. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Item J, appointment of staff to positions of the 2014 year. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Item 1, Title 9, hearing officer would be the Director of Human Resources. Number 2, anti-harassment grievance officer, Director of Human Resources, and Director of Curriculum and Instruction. Item 3, 504 ADA compliance officer would be the Director of People Services and Director of Human Resources. 4, civil rights coordinator would be the Director of People Services. Number 5, homeless liaison, Director of People Services. And number 6, suspension appeal officer as designee of the board, the Director of Human Resources. Leave anything out, Scott?
No, sir.
Any discussion?
Dosen?
Yes.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Item K, appointment of district records officer for the 2014 year. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
We Resolve to recognize the treasurer, CFO, and director of pupil services as district records officer. The individuals in this position will also serve as the Brecksville Broadview Heights Board of Education designees in this regard. Scott, any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Item L, budget for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Item 1, public hearing on the proposed 2014-2015 fiscal year budget.
We have properly noticed in the media that the budget has been available for public inspection. I've never had a taker in my career that someone's come in to review this particular document. My comment would be that we spent significant amounts of time with the five-year forecast and the appropriations. This particular document really justifies our needs as a taxing entity for the county to levy the various tax issues that have been approved on our behalf in the past by the voters. So we certainly want all of those revenues. We have need for those revenues, and this document allows for that to occur. I don't use it for a lot of planning purposes beyond that, because the forecast is really the most significant piece that we use here in this district, and then we build our appropriations off of that, and the appropriations is really what most folks would think of as a budget in the real world at home, at a business or something like that. So this particular budget is really, it's been condensed over the years to what you see here, and its primary purpose is to enable us to collect the taxes that have already been approved on our behalf.
And that's available in the back of the room.
It is available in the back of the room.
And number 2, resolution adopting the budget for the 2014-2016 fiscal year.
And that is a typo. That should be 2014-15 as well.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Before item M, any other commentary discussion for the benefit of our attendees? In that case, we'll move on to item M, adjournment. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mrs. Ziegler? Mr. Ziegler, I'm sorry. Reading ahead.
I'll have to call her.
My apologies.
Yes.
You can hit me. Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
And Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. This meeting
is usually done. Doesn't prove
Board members, can I see if you have a date where you could have a meeting